Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Glad to have you on board on a Thursday night, Thursday night right here on Fan After Dark. We are all feeling some kind of way. On one hand, we're celebrating what was an incredible Game 1 performance in the Western Conference Finals as your Dallas Stars rally cap. 5 goals in the third period. Let's go. But before we jump into that, and then, of course, obviously today the Rangers went back to being anemic behind the plate. But before we dive into and elaborate even more, let's welcome in the program. That gentleman to my right is none other than the Phenom himself. You may know him as Dave. I know him as Blake, the one, the only, Elliot of the Blake.
Olio. Hola, amigos and amigas.
That's right. We don't even know what you're talking about. Right?
This is day two of having a four-hour show this week.
Come on now. Come on.
I'm ecstatic to hang out with the Tolos and Fatties.
That's it.
Enamored to hang out with you and Trevor. And
5 games away. Or wait, no. 7 games away from Stars Tattoos.
See, 3 more here, 4 more in
Stanley
the
Cup.
Stanley Cup.
Wins, that is.
Let's shout out to the Dallas Stars for just putting on for all of Dallas, giving us something to believe
representing.
In. Representing while the Rangers, like you said, went back to being anemic behind the plate. The Stars are not anemic when it comes to putting the puck in the net. I mean, they're outscoring the Rangers probably in the last, 14
Ever?
Days?
Forever.
They probably have scored more runs. Not more runs. They've scored
goals.
More points total than the Rangers have scored probably in the last year. I haven't even looked at the numbers.
Dude, they scored more goals in the third period than they did. Correct me if I'm wrong, Trevor, the creator behind the glass on the 1, 2s and threes. I want to say that the Stars scored as many goals in the third period last night as the Rangers have in that last series.
Probably.
Shout out to our boy Dylan, giving the thumbs up. So that tells you all you need to know. Where are we at with Brett Boone, by the way?
Mm.
Where are we at with Brett Boone? I thought he fixed everything.
You want to have a conversation with him, too?
Brett, if you're listening, 877-881-1053. But I want to say they're on a jet plane heading to the Shy, as the Rangers should have some get right tomorrow as they head to Comiskey Park and play the Rangers play the White Sox for a 3-game set. So again, we feel confident that, okay, great, you get back on the winning side of things, you get back above 500, especially in an AL West that is still anybody's to win. But at some point through 51 games, and we said this before the show, you are what your record says you are. And right now, this is a team that is phenomenal on the bump and abysmal at the plate.
See, compadre, you know what you're talking about when it comes to this Texas Rangers baseball team, because we've seen the lineup switch every other day. Adolis Garcia batting, I believe, in the 7-hole today. Jake Berger and cleanup.
I don't care. Could be
Boach is trying everything right
Jake
now.
Lasagna at cleanup. I mean, it makes no difference right now.
They can't seem to find a winning formula, and players can't stay healthy. You get Seager hurt. You get Evan Carter hurt.
Okay. I mean, stop me if you've heard this before. Corey Seager gets hurt.
Mm-hmm. Evan Carter, it's our best player, so it's especially behind the plate.
I get that, but I'm just saying he's been. I mean, death taxes and Corey Seager getting hurt. Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, again, I hate to say that, but that's the reality of it. Evan Carter. He stays hurt, all right? So, unfortunately, there's nothing that is overwhelmingly surprising about either one of those guys getting hurt. the issue that I have, and Bassick talked about this today on the postgame show, is who's driving in runs? You know, him. I think it was him, Nadell, and I think Dave Raymond were talking about this after the game today. You know, forget about just home runs. Like, this team just can't manufacture runs. This team just can't play good old-fashioned baseball and just drive in runs, manufacture offense. I mean, these guys can't move somebody over to save their life. A lot of swing and misses, a lot of just blown opportunities, a lot of guys left on base. I mean, if we look back at this Yankees series, the number of guys that they left on base, they out-hit the Yankees, but yet for whatever reason, this team, when it's nut-cutting time, when it's time to push players across the plate, this team just can't do it. And right now, you're stuck with, you've got three pitchers in the top 10 in ERA. Tyler Mahle, Jacob DeGrom, who pitched another great game yesterday, Evaldi, who pitched another great game today, all right? And yet, you got three dudes in the top 10 in ERA, and you're a game under 500. And real quick, Bassick said this today, and this is something we've all talked about here throughout the 105 through the fan. Where would this team be right now if it wasn't for the pitching?
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you'd be the White Sox right now.
You'd be horrendously bad.
I mean, and so that's kind of the, you know, and again, through 51 games.
I guess you'd be the Pirates, who have a decent pitching outing from Paul Skenes every once in a while. And then other than that, they lose every game.
I mean, you want to talk about a kick in the teeth. Like, that's the team we're comparing the Rangers to?
Yeah.
The Pirates? you know what their highlight's been this year? You know what the biggest moment for the Pirates has been? A drunk kid falling out of the stands, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the highlight. Kid falling out of the stands, nearly killing himself, and Paul Skenes. Mm-hmm. That's what you got going on if you're a Pirates fan right now. Mm-hmm. That sucks.
Mm-hmm. Over the last 13 starts in which Nathan Eovaldi has followed Jacob DeGrom, the duo has a 1.37 composite ERA, a 7.4 strikeout to walk ratio, and have averaged 6 innings per start. And the most amazing number of all, Evan Grant writes, is it'll be their 5th loss for the Rangers in those 13. Just an average team right now with subpar hitting.
And you know what sucks is a week ago, this team was balling. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had taken 2 out of 3 from the, Detroit. Best team in baseball right now. You swept the Rockies, which, you know, I mean, okay, great. It's probably a beer league we could put together and take an all-star beer league team and beat the Rockies. And then you took, you know, you got off to a decent start, right, against the Astros. And then here we go, right? You split 2 out of 2 with them. You've now lost 4 straight. And again, you will get right against the White Sox. I'd like to think so anyway. But okay, so great. You beat up on the bad teams. You got to start beating the good teams. You got these bats have got to come alive, and I don't know.
And I think you got to feel pretty good. You gave up 1 run, 4 runs, and 5 runs to the Yankees, who are a top 3, top 5 hitting team. And they didn't. There wasn't any game where it's like, oh man, they had that one of those innings where they hit 3 home runs and it's done for, and you're down 10-1.
Now last night was a kick in the teeth.
But you let up 5 runs, 4 runs, and 1 run, and lost all 3 of them. So.
Of course, the worst part about last night, though, is that you gave up 3 runs in 3 straight innings to close out the game, right? So you had a DeGrom who was, you know, vintage DeGrom once again, and then your usually stellar or usually above average bullpen,
Cody Bellinger,
decided that they were going to crap the bed last night, and they did in the 7th, 8th, and 9th. And, of course, Luke Jackson gives up another walk-off home run. And so now, I mean, again, I'm not saying that, okay, you know, is Luke Jackson the guy, or is it time to have an immediate conversation, but... You know, Chris Martin's hurt. Luke Jackson cost you a game yesterday. All right.
I mean, we need Josh Spores back one day.
I mean, you need, I mean, look, at the end of the day, you need the bats to get going. Okay. You need the bats to get going. I mean, the fact that we are relying so heavily on such a small margin for error with your pitching staff and your relief staff, you can't live like that. There's going to be days where you're going to, I mean, they gave up 4 runs yesterday. And to think that that's a straight, like the fact that 4 runs seems monumental is too much.
Especially with how much we hyped up this lineup going into the season.
Absolutely. Right. And again, once again, Simeon's giving you nothing. Once again, Adolis has been eh. All right. We can talk about Jock Peterson for days. You know.
So what you're telling me is my future parlay isn't going to hit.
No, but I mean, look, our parlays are screwed. Because we had like 5 guys. Remember before the season, we might have 5 dudes hit 30 home runs this year. Oh my God. Yeah, right. You'd be lucky to have 5 guys. You'll be lucky to have 5 guys hit 20 home runs. at the rate this team's going.
So Jock Peterson, I need him to get 21 home runs this year.
Well, or you know what? Or the real issue is, yeah, they might get 20 home runs, but they're all going to be 20 solo home runs since nobody seems to be able to hit home runs with guys on base.
Jake Berger, is he getting 27 home runs? That's on my part.
With Jake, I'm moderately optimistic about, because I will say this. Maybe we need to have everybody go down to Round Rock and reset.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the issue.
Adolis, man. You can't, there's some guys you can't send down there.
Maybe you do. All right. I don't know. Again, I'm no expert.
Option people. You only have so many times you can
send
down.
Well, you can put them on the IL. Put them on a rehab assignment, okay?
Have them sneak onto the practice.
Well, just say, hey, pulled a groin. Got to come back.
Your hammy's looking a little tight there. Yeah. What's going on, buddy?
Tell you what, are you walking with a gait? Is that gait got a limp to it? Because I need to go to Round Rock and reset.
Is Adolis Garcia, is he hitting 28 home runs this year?
I mean, what's he at right now, 6?
Not a lot.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that whole parlay's gone.
That parlay's cooked.
And I thought the Corey Seager multiple home run games was going to be the one.
You thought you were feeling
good
about
that. He's already got two of those. Yeah, no, I am feeling good about that. I'm saying that's the best one out of all those. 877-881-1053.
877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line. Chime in, all right? But on the good side, and we talked about this just a smidge, your Dallas Stars victorious last night. What was it, 6-3 over Edmonton? 5 goals. Now, granted, the last one was an empty netter, but nonetheless, you got 5 goals last night. You won the ball game. You stopped the winless game one streak. But more importantly, we are now 7 games away from getting Dallas Stars tattoos. It is going to be a thing. We are trying to rally support with each and every show. We've got a handful of folks here at 105 Through the Fan. Now, I don't know. There's not a lot of guys with tats, though, I feel like. All right, Bobby doesn't have any tats. We asked him today. All right, Carter Freeman has no tats. Now, that's not a huge surprise on that front.
We got a bunch of sissies working up here. We need to grab them around the neck and show them how to get a tattoo like a real.
Now, Bobby has already said he will come out and support wherever we're at for the tattoo place. Okay, we haven't figured out what tattoo place. I know there's a lot of Tolos and Fatties out there that are inked up and have tattoo places that they like. And so if you want to make that a reality, and so, you know, we can have a Tolo Fatty party joint.
We got to at least have everybody from each show represent, if you will.
Absolutely.
I'll get Alec Medford. So yep.
There's your midday.
I don't know if anybody from G-Bag, they all sounded like they were too cool for school when I brought up the tattoo ideas. Either don't have tattoos or don't want them.
No, look, we can get, at the very least, I know we can get Chief and Wolchuk to show up.
Okay.
We can definitely get Chief and Wolchuk to show up. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, again, I don't know. Chief would be the only guy on that show, and I'm sure Lucius has got tats. Mm-hmm. My guess is Lucius and Chief are the only two on the program.
Lucius only has two. That's kind of wild.
It's very un-Navy-like of him. Tell him I said that. Very un-Navy. He must be part of that new Navy that they were phasing out tattoos. They were trying to clean up the image and wouldn't let people get tattoos. All right, so we figure Lucius and Chief from G-Bag. Alec Medford from the Midday.
Who does have tattoos.
Bobby Belt has said he'll show up. All right. And so, yeah, at that point, and then whatever producers want to show up. Mm-hmm. So there you go. And then, of course, listeners, that's a given.
Listeners, this is why we're doing it.
Why we're doing it. So, you know, I'd like to think if we can get 50 listeners to show up and get tatted, you know, and again, it doesn't have to be. I mean, we're not saying sleeve your arm out with Stars stuff. Okay. Like, let's be real.
You know, I what size would you say these are? I'm thinking that's kind of the generic
half
size.
Dollar size. Yeah. You know, I mean, nothing crazy. Now, I'll probably get something a little big right there in the middle, you know, as far as...
go ahead and mark that.
Pause. You creep.
You said it.
Yeah, because I was pointing at my arm when I said it, okay? The middle of my arm. Thank you very much.
Indiana Fever versus the Atlanta Dream right now. WNBA.
Throw the records out when Indiana and Atlanta get together.
Have you seen the politics with this Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese nonsense?
First of all, she flopped. Like, point that out, that Angel Reese flopped?
I just don't get why it's such a big race thing because
people are lazy. That's why.
Because in the NBA, why don't we like yell at Austin Reeves for not standing up for this or Draymond Green is some hero. Like, we
because
don't do that in
the
NBA.
The WNBA is doing whatever it can to get fans.
We just don't do that. We're like white, black, Euro, Hispanic.
We don't care,
just
right?
Like, can you ball?
Problem is you've got a faction of Angel Reese fans who want to make everything
but
about race.
But she's not good. That's my point.
But
if
again,
we
want to
grab
a
African woman who's good, let's talk about Asia Wilson. Why are we talking about Angel Reese? Like, she's good. She's not. She hustles. And she rebounds well. She is not
because
good.
I'll tell you why. She's got an ardent fan base. That's why.
Yeah, she was popular at LSU, but I don't get this, like, her and Angel are back and forth for who's the best young player. They're not.
Here's the problem.
I don't know. Am I tripping?
I'll say this about Angel Reese. She has done a great job of promoting herself off the court.
Oh, yeah. And she's talking about being oppressed. And I'm saying this as someone who's half black. She talks about being oppressed. She got flown out to the Met Gala. That's not exactly what the press looked like.
Look, I don't understand why the need for her to harp on things that I don't understand. Like I said, I don't understand it, like the oppression and what have you. I mean, I can't speak to that. Mm-hmm. I'm a white guy that's 44 years old, so I'm not going to pretend like I can put myself in those shoes. That said, I guess she's hyping up the fact that you've got a faction of people, like you said, or like I said, that have made this whole Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese thing about race. Yeah, and you've got Caitlin Clark supporters that have done it. You got Angel Reese supporters.
Yeah, I agree. Both sides
and
have done
WNBA,
it.
And the WNBA, here's the problem. And the WNBA, who doesn't know how to handle this newfound success, okay? And I think there's a segment of the WNBA that doesn't like the fact that, you know, look, that league has toiled for 20 years, okay? And I think there's some opposition to the fact that, okay, Caitlin Clark, a white woman, comes in, and now all of a sudden WNBA is blown up. And I think there's a faction of people that don't like that aspect of it.
There's currently white and black girls in the WNBA that are popular. Sabrina Ionescu just did the three-point competition with Steph Curry and blew up. Asia Wilson's probably the best player in the WNBA and has been doing her thing. Like,
but here's the difference, though. Nobody outside of sports ever cared about that.
Probably, yeah.
Caitlin Clark took it to a...
Her and Angel are getting people who don't watch sports to talk about it.
To talk about it. And that's the difference.
I just wish we could have picked a... If we're going to do this whole representation, I would wish we picked...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
They better player because Angel's not good. If you watch 10 minutes of her game, she is not a... Talent.
She's not as good for the hype that she gets. Yeah. Like, is she? She's a great rebounder, yeah. Right? Now, granted, half the rebounds are her missing her, you know, rebounding her own misses. Yeah. But there's a role for her in the WNBA. Yeah. The problem is that we've hyped that role up entirely. Because you're right, Aja Wilson should be getting all the press that Angel Reese gets.
Correct.
Right. But the thing about Aja Wilson that she's an old school. She goes about her business. Right. Correct. She's an old school athlete. She goes in, you know, you've got a few commercials here and there, but we don't hear about what Aja Wilson's doing off the court because she's a pro.
And then Kelsey Plum dropped 33, like on her old
37.
Team.
First night. You know, so girl Paige Becker's doing her thing here in Dallas. So there's other stories, but unfortunately stuff like that happens and that's all the conversation that's around. So either way, look, we're talking about the WNBA for God's sakes.
Look at us.
And that's the reality of it. So there you have it. All right, coming up next, we'll take a trip around the DF dub. We will touch a little bit more on the Stars game and what we saw and, of course, what you can expect for Friday. And then, of course, your Dallas Mavericks. Our boy Blake's had a little something cooked up. And then we'll get some Cowboys talk later on in the program as well. So much to get to. Glad to have you on board. He's Blake. I'm Fred. That was the breakaway goal from our boy Tyler Seguin yesterday, tying things up at a goal apiece. I'm sorry, I was reading text messages while forgetting that I had told Trevor the Creator to come back with that particular sound. So, look, we keep things moving here on Fan After Dark. Okay, let's get that straight. No, I was caught as in typical Fan After Dark / 105.3 The Fan fashion. We mentioned WNBA for quarter of a segment, and text messages come flying in about Angel Reese. And apparently, I pronounced old girl's name wrong. It's Asia Wilson. I pronounced it like I thought it was spelled, A-J-A, and I knew it was Asia. My brain and what comes out of my mouth don't always coexist, okay?
Yeah.
So, shout out to, hey, Fred, it's Asia, not Aja. If you're going to say folks' names, at least pronounce them correctly. I appreciate that. Thank you. Hey, we're just trying to show some love. All right, we are trying to show some love. I mean, we are locked I think to the WNBA.
Next payday, I'm going to order the orange WNBA jacket.
Wow.
I'm committed. I'm going to order it. You know which one I'm talking about, right?
I have zero idea what you're talking about.
It's all orange, and it's just got the WNBA logo in white on the front of it. That's it.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I'll let you wear it, too.
No, I mean, I don't need to, but so I need to get a Paige Beckers jersey. All right. I'm debating on that. And then, because we need to go to a Wings game.
We can't. I don't think we have to get credentials either. Or just walk up. We're the fan. Are they going to question it?
We'll probably need credentials. We'll probably need credentials.
We're here for Paige.
That so, probably won't go over well, actually. No, I mean, we're here for the whole team. Yeah. We're absolutely gang. There for the whole team. I will represent the Wings. Mm-hmm. I got no problem with that. We'll go out to Arlington one night and go check out a Wing fan on Fan After Dark on assignment, on location.
See, now this is what we're not going to do with the last text set. That's not what the fan's trying to do or you as a sports fan should be doing. I'm just calling it how it is. I'm not actively hoping that one of the players is worse than the other and rooting for their demise. That's what's bad with the sports world. I'm just calling it how it is. I don't think she's that good for all the hype we're giving her, but I don't want her to be bad. It's calling out what it is.
And like I said, I mean,
by bad, I mean in comparison to the top players in the W. I don't mean bad as in not a good basketball player, shouldn't be in the WNBA. I don't mean that.
Yeah.
People always take that stuff out of context when we say an NBA player is bad. We're not saying that they couldn't beat every single one of us listening or they couldn't beat
context.
The context of who we're comparing them to.
That's it. I go back to what Austin Reeves said, right? I was not a huge Austin Reeves fan during his career, but I will give him credit. He's unabashed in what he says. And I thought he made a great point on one of his podcasts not too long ago where he said, look, when you're in the NBA, you're one of the best in the world at playing basketball.
Probably hard to take criticism. You've made it that far.
It's hard to take criticism in the sense that you know what you're good at. And it's like he said, he goes, I can roll up to any LA Fitness right now and drop 50 on anybody.
Probably anyone in the world.
On anybody, right? And when you think about, at first you're like, oh, what? And then you think about it, you're like, no, that's true. Like Austin, sure. I mean, you know, Austin Reeves spent a decade and it wasn't like he was an end of the bench guy. Like Austin Reeves was a valuable rotational piece
starter
for a decade in his career. Mm-hmm. So when he says but in the grand scheme of things, are like, is anybody ever going to look back and be like, yo, Austin Reeves was that dude? I'm thinking of, I keep saying Austin Reeves. I meant Austin Rivers.
Oh, shoot. Well, that changed the term, Austin Rivers. I was like, for a decade.
But again, but that's what I'm saying. Like, Austin Rivers was in the league for a decade and was a rotational piece. You know, and that's what I'm saying. Like, when you put it in that context, it's like, yes, at one time, Austin Rivers was one of the best basketball players in the world, which sounds like a lot at first, but then you're like, yeah, actually.
If you watched his high school highlights, and you know that what Fred is saying is, and what Austin Rivers said is not out of crazy context.
No, it's not.
It's probably a top three high school mixtape. If you know ball, if someone said Austin Rivers wasn't good at basketball,
then you're just being. Just being a hater for the sake of being a hater, right? And that's what I'm saying. Like when we talk about an Angel Reese of the world, it's like, look. Angel Reese is a solid WNBA player, but for the level of hype she gets, and look, somebody said, oh, she's only going to get better. I hope she does. I hope she does. I'm not praying on Angel Reese's downfall, for crying out loud. but it just gets a little obnoxious at times. So that being said, you know what's not obnoxious? A 1-0 lead for your Dallas Stars. They score 5 goals, as we mentioned already, as they take care of business. And it wasn't just our boy Tyler Seguin scoring goals yesterday. That 5-goal third period went ham. Here is Miro, 32 seconds into the third period last night?
Heiskanen scores! Through a screen!
Hell of a goal right there.
They just don't do announcing like they do in hockey, man. It's just the environment. Every time I'm watching a Stars game, I got the volume cranked. I want to hear every goal.
I would say soccer gets pretty hype.
But what Dallas...
Oh, you're talking about Dallas?
Yeah, I'm just talking about like ones that I watch on my TV on a daily. Do you watch Dallas soccer every day on your TV?
I just meant soccer in general. Yeah. I thought you meant just like in the grand
scheme. I was saying more personal to Blake.
Well, but that's Sean McDonough. He's a national.
I'm just saying just personal to Blake. I'm watching the Stars playoff. Yeah. Right now, and it's just great commentary.
Right.
Are you disagreeing?
I'm not really. What are you saying?
Watching the Stars in this postseason has been enjoyable as well because of the broadcast.
Yeah, but it's just national broadcast. Okay. So you're saying that you like the national broadcast. So are you saying that Sean McDonough, you like his. I'll tell you what, play the Granlin goal because I've got a great comparison I'm going to ask Blake about here.
Bouchard. Heiskanen moved it quickly. That one hit the crossbar. The official on the goal line said no goal, and now he's being overruled. Granlin, the power play goal.
Okay, so maybe that's a bad example. Because, by the way, that goal was insane.
Yeah, same broadcaster, too.
Yeah. Well, all these are because they're all.
Well, then what were you trying to prove to me?
Well, I was going to say listening to him and then comparing that to like a Mike Breen bang. When a big shot goes down.
So you thought Granlin was going to give you a Mike Green bang? Is that where you...
No, I thought we were going to get a more hyped up goal. And then because you're saying that you love the commentary. And I'm like, well, it's just Sean McDonough.
I think sometimes we... Okay.
Play the Miro goal again so I can see what the hell Blake's talking about.
Heiskanen scores! Through a screen!
So what about that is so...
I just love the energy, the accent.
So that's what I'm saying. So what do you think that's better than a Mike Breen bang? That's all I'm asking.
Maybe not when they score a goal, but I just enjoy their... Yeah. I enjoy his commentary even when they're not scoring throughout the game more than Mike Breen. I think when it comes to national...
Yeah.
How do you pronounce his name? I don't want to mispronounce
Sean McDonough.
That guy. I think he does a great job on the national scale. It doesn't feel very national leaning one way.
Oh, you're saying it feels like a local broadcast.
It does. Okay, maybe that's what I'm trying to say. And I enjoy that.
That's what you're
maybe
getting
Maybe that's
at.
What I was getting to.
Okay, he's going to be on KNC tomorrow, too.
There you go. I'll sneak in. I'll find a way. It feels like when you do a national, whether it's NFL, I guess all NFL.
But NFL games are national. Well, except for preseason. You do get a local flair for the preseason. So there is that.
Don't you get Troy Aikman, Tony, Dom?
Yeah, there are a lot of Cowboy.
But when it comes, I guess just basketball is just a good relation. Yeah. When you have national guys, you feel out of touch. When the Mavericks are getting called by a national, unless it's like a Tim Legler. For the most part, all these guys are just like.
Or a Kevin Harlan.
I think he's got great energy, but I think out of touch. I do. Yeah. I mean, it's hard though when you're a national guy to be in touch with these local teams and knowing who that eighth guy on the bench is, and you see him scoring. Like, man, he's great. And it's like,
more the color commentator's job to know that.
Either way, the whole team, the whole squad. I'm not. You put it on Mike Breen. I wasn't putting it on Mike Breen. I'm just saying national broadcast.
So you're just crapping all over Mike Breen, basically.
No, I'm crapping on.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like 877-881. Mike, if you're listening, tell us.
I'm crapping on national broadcast.
Yeah,
I didn't even mention Mike Breen. You said Mike.
I did, because you were loving up Sean McDonough, so I'm thinking to myself, well, okay.
You just had to make it a competition.
I did, because I wasn't sure what the hell you were going, where you were going
with
this.
We got to it, though.
Because I know you and a lot of people were irritated with the John Buchagross and then whoever that gal was that they brought in.
Not good energy, and you can see the difference.
Well, everybody panned those two. They were like, what are we, in a library? Well, they're with these two accountants.
Someone said, they got the wrong channel. They're watching the Masters.
Right? Whereas Sean McDonough, plus, I mean, look, he knows hockey. I want to say he's from Boston. I'll give either one of you. I don't have my wallet with me.
Okay,
right now.
Well, you better make some prolonged game. I got numbers for
you. I'll give you a dollar if you can tell me who Sean McDonough's dad was.
No idea.
Last name still the same.
Steve Great. McDonough.
Mm. Bill McDonough.
What'd you say?
Bill.
Bill?
Yeah. William McDonough.
Technically, You were both right.
Listen, we did basic white guy names. Chill out.
But his name was Will. Basic white guy. Will McDonough was his dad.
You said William.
I said William.
Because Bill is short, Bill. And that's what I'm saying. We just picked basic white guy names. Like, let's chill out.
Let's go to
the Dallas Mavericks.
Let's go to the Dallas Mavericks.
I got to just keep one, just a quick little exercise. Just let me know where your allegiance stands. I'm going to give you five groups of two people.
I mean, if Spencer Dinwiddie's not on this list, then it's crap.
Five groups. Two players in each.
Okay.
They're all separate. So when
start
you pick
the one with Spencer first, so we can get off to a good start.
When you pick one, it's not related to the other. So because you have Spence doesn't mean that he's on the
Spence is on regardless.
Each one is isolated. Okay. Would you rather have Spencer Dinwiddie on your team or Brandon Williams next year?
Come on, what kind of question is that?
I think it's a fair question.
I already know the answer to that question.
You would go Spencer?
Absolutely.
That's a dumb choice. I would go Brandon Williams.
Does Brandon Williams have facial hair? I didn't think so.
Okay.
Spencer Dinwiddie.
Would you rather have Klay Thompson on your team or Najee Marshall? Like I said, he's an ISO, so don't worry about Spencer and Brandon Williams.
You're over here just being Mr. Contrarian, just for the sake of being Mr. Contrarian. Najee or Klay Thompson? Man, that's a tough one right there.
877-881-1053. Chime in with your answer. If you could only keep one, Najee Marshall or Klay Thompson?
While I do appreciate the Klay vibes. Yeah, Najee for this team next year. Give me Najee.
Okay, we're both on the same accord there. Give me Najee. Okay. Would you, Brandon Williams, make another appearance? Would you rather have Brandon Williams or Max Christie?
Oh, you got to keep Max Christie. You got to.
I think I get the value, and I think
unless you flip him for somebody else, but yeah.
I'm torn with that one. I think Brandon Williams is going to be a very integral piece, and I think he's a fun bench option. Max Christie, obviously, they went in two different places. Max started off hot and then trended down pretty much the whole season. And Brandon Williams was just kind of there, and then he got more and more opportunities and just kept showing up. So I'm going to take Brandon Williams again. I got to stay to my allegiance. Okay, last two. Would you rather have Derek Lively on your team or Najee Marshall? Like I said, all isolated, so don't worry about the other ones.
Yeah. I mean, I still got Daniel Gafford. I still got... Probably Derek Lively just for the simple fact that I can flip him.
Okay. But keep it on the team. Don't worry about flipping him. Just if on the Mavs roster playing next year. Which one do you think
give me Najee. I mean, I don't know if Derek's going to be healthy to play next year. Yeah. So give me Najee.
We're on the same boat. So we've picked.
I'm on the Najee train.
We've put Najee above Lively and Klay on the pecking order.
Yeah,
as far as guys we want to keep.
Yeah, we have.
Last one here.
Najee, if you're listening, 877.
Last one here. 877-881-1053. Let me know the answers to these. Would you rather have PJ Washington on your team? Because we heard about the new lineup. Maybe you can play the 2-3, Cooper Flagg, or Daniel Gafford.
Oh, that's like picking which. That's like asking me which one of my kids is my favorite.
Say the hardest one for last.
Give me D. Gaff.
I don't know. I really am torn.
You know what it comes down to? Who came on the show?
That is true.
Daniel Gafford.
Where's the bell?
Daniel Gafford.
That's a great point.
Don't you have a Derek Gafford signed jersey in your house?
Daniel Gafford.
What'd I say?
Just call him Derek.
I'd say Derek. Oh, because I saw somebody text Lively.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I mean, come on.
I do.
It's a no-brainer, bro.
Do you like it? We kept Gafford over PJ.
We did.
You would do that over again. We kept Najee over Lively.
Yep.
We kept Najee over Klay.
Yep.
I took Brandon Williams over Spence and Max. You took Max and Spence.
I like, I mean, I took both guys over Brandon Williams. I am a Brandon Williams fan. Don't. And with the Spencer Dinwiddie, it's more just aura. It's just aura vibes is what I'm with when it comes to Spence. Whereas with Max Christie, I would like to see him in a Mavericks uniform, get a training camp, get an off season in. Like You're a valued member of this basketball team now. Okay, like maybe in LA, it was kind of like you're trying to get in where you fit in. It's like, no. We traded for you for Luka. Okay, so like, no, Max, like you need to be that guy. And not that guy in like, oh my God, 20 and 10 type of dude, but the guy, the Max Christie that we saw for the first month of the season where, you know, as dark as things seemed around the Mavericks, Max Christie was a shining spark. Light.
For a little
okay,
bit.
A spark, right? Then
electricity ran out.
Yeah, my man went out and went from a flicker to like, my man went out.
People are asking, I'll get these last two before we get out of here. What about Brandon Williams versus Jaden Hardy? I didn't do that one because I feel like we've all come to the conclusion that Brandon Williams is probably past Jaden Hardy in the depth chart.
I mean,
I think the better question is Jaden Hardy or Omax Prosper at this point.
Like, who's Jaden Hardy? Look, Jaden Hardy, here's the thing about Jaden Hardy.
I think he's talented. Like, it is not a thing Blake doesn't think he's talented. Just does Jason Kidd trust him still?
Well, the Mavericks think he's talented. You don't give a guy $18 million, for being a Joe Schmuckatelli. Like, they think highly of him.
He just never can carve out a role for a full season. It's either
he turns the ball over too much.
He's hurt, or he gets minutes and he turns the ball over.
That's
the problem. He falls out of the rotation every year.
And this last year, I would argue this past season, like, you almost need to give everybody a mulligan.
Gafford or Lively?
Oh, Gafford.
Okay. Making sure I'm saying I was doing it for the fans.
Give me Daniel
Gafford.
Just
all doing day, some housekeeping. So,
and again, you and I have said this. We've been very particular about this. We like Derek Lively.
There's nothing against him.
Okay. Like, we like Derek Lively as a basketball player.
So, crowded front court.
It's a crowded front court, and I just don't know. And I'm borrowing this from you, but and I agree wholeheartedly. I don't know that his fit on this basketball team for his intangibles are going to work in the long term.
This is right? No longer a point guard, ball screen driven team. This is probably going to be a defensive, everybody eats type team. It's not a one guy.
And look, maybe he can adhere to that. I'm not saying that he can't develop into that. But the problem is that the guy can't stay healthy either. Okay? I mean, forget the basketball part of it. Homeboy just can't stay healthy. And I'll take Daniel Gafford, who's proven... All right, my man can take those minutes and can be that guy down low. All right, coming up next, let's talk a little Dallas Cowboys. We heard from Jerry Jones as well as our guy, Brian Schottenheimer. Lots to get to.
2024.
Now, I told you guys not to hate watch.
Is my man spitting out blood over here?
We got blood from Scott Foster early.
Whoa.
It is 2-2 in Oklahoma City, 10:23 on the clock, and Scott Foster is already bleeding at the mouth.
He is.
Let me guess, Lou Dort. Was the culprit. I didn't even know. look at that. It's Lou Dort who's the one that hit Scott Foster smack on the face.
Ooh.
Just doing Lou Dort things. Now that, Oklahoma City, Blake does hate watch.
Flagrant two. Get him out of here.
When it comes to hate watching, I do proudly hate watch Oklahoma City.
I can't stand it.
I do hope they get blown out every game. God, and I do think both. Lou Dort is, let me be careful with my words. Not as good as a defender as everyone hypes him up to be. I think the people with real basketball eyeballs realize that he's not that good.
Well, I mean, Scott Foster's getting treated like, you know, he just went four rounds with Mike Tyson or something. Like, my God.
Surprised they're going to squirt a water bottle on him.
Seriously, where's the Vaseline at? Go ahead and wipe the Vaseline on his nostrils. See if that stops the bleeding. Good night. We're watching Minnesota OKC 2-2, 10:23 left to go in the first quarter, as this game has just gotten underway.
We got a text. How often from the 214 is Lively hurt? Y'all are talking about it like he has an AD injury history. Well, I crunched the numbers. How many possible games in the
He's
first season?
He's missed 44% of his games through two seasons.
I think that's pretty injury prone. Two seasons in, and you practically have missed half of the season.
Half
of your career.
I mean, let's put it to you like this, okay? He played in 55 games last year, all right? So, you know, 65 is the bar, right, if you want to be eligible for awards and what have you. And then he only played in 36 games this year. So, again,
We're not
making this up. I mean, you know, it's not like we're, you know, oh, no, he really played. No, he didn't. I mean, he was gone for 2 months. Now, that said, could we argue that this year's injury had more to do with the fact that you had a ITT, University of Phoenix, trained medical staff? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, we know that they're gone.
Correct.
We know that one of the dudes didn't even have a certification to train in the NBA.
And the thing is, with what we do here on the radio, we have to make tough choices. I would love to keep a lot of players on this team. There's some players.
All of them.
there's some players I'm like, hey, move off. I don't want to personally get rid of Lively like I do a Caleb Martin. Like, Lively, I want on the team. It just doesn't really fit, and you've got to make trades, and you want to make the team as best as possible, and you're not – one of these guys is coming off the bench, and Lively's going into year three. Gafford's coming up on a contract. Like, I'm not going to keep
– You can't keep them both.
You can't keep them both, plus AD – plus having Cooper Flag development, plus PJ. Like, you got to give somewhere.
This isn't NBA 2K with a salary cap turned off.
Where you just have like, this is real life. 85 overall sitting on the bench making $20 million a year. Like, you can only have so many of those guys.
And here, look, the other side of it is that, I mean, we're talking about hypothetical scenarios here, too.
Y'all are sour. Don't you wish you had OKC's team instead of Dallas's right now? No, I don't, actually. I'd rather be in the Cooper Flag situation with AD in this rather than have Oklahoma City. I will never wish I was in Oklahoma City's position.
No.
And I it sucks because the Mavs ran through both of these teams in the playoffs last year, like ran through them. And when I'm watching this as a...
That's what's so frustrating. I texted you that the other day.
As a basketball watcher, I do not glean from this like, man, Oklahoma City just looks unbeatable. I don't know what the formula is. No, they're terrible in the half court.
They should have lost to Denver.
If
Denver had an extra guy,
yes,
they beat them.
Oklahoma City, I text you, Oklahoma City feast on bad offense from the other team.
Yeah.
They play like the if anybody who's played basketball and you played I played AAU, so I'm relating to that. And you play a team in any kind of higher up basketball situation. The other team's just more athletic, and they're full court pressing you, or half court pressing you. Whether maybe you're the one doing it or getting it done to you, they're just gonna out athleticism you and hype and length and defense, and that's what Oklahoma City does.
Yeah,
they'll go on a 10-0 run in a heartbeat and get steals at half court and don't even let you set up your offense. But if you have a competent team that can get past half court and slow them down, their half court offense is not great. It's just SGA driving into the rim,
no,
trying to get a foul. Maybe he gets it, maybe he doesn't. Kicks out to one of their role players. Sometimes they make it, sometimes they don't. Isaiah Hartenstein drives in for an offensive rebound, and one of the other players flops. Like, their offense is not like, man, they just move the ball so great. How could anybody beat them? I don't glean that from watching Oklahoma City. Are they further in the playoffs than the Mavs? Yes. Are they a great defensive team? I do think they are. They play tenacious defense. Now, we can go back and forth. It's been a hot topic on the defense that Lou Dort and Alex Caruso and the Oklahoma City defense are allowed to play versus the whistle. The SGA gets another in. They don't really match up. But that's for...
I mean, look, OKC is the number one seed and had, what, the best record in the NBA for a reason. I mean, you don't win 68 games in the National Basketball Association by being a slouch, right? And yes, maybe the way they muck it up and maybe part of the frustration, especially, you know, for here in the DFW... is, you know, this is a team that if you got Cooper Flagg coming, it's going to be a whole different scenario and what this team's going to look like next year. But this much we do know, and I texted you this the other day, if you'd have left that Dallas Maverick team alone, the team that was 19-10 before Luka hurts his calf, if he comes back and everything being equal, neither this OKC or this Minnesota team, or really anybody in the West, scares me. And really, I don't think anybody in the East scares you either, as far as what that team looked like prior to it getting broken up.
No, nobody in the West scares me.
You know? So, I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And again, OKC is probably going to win this series. All right? Like, that's the reality of it. I don't know.
I don't know if Minnesota can generate enough offense.
I just don't think they can. And look, I got to wait. I mean, Anthony Edwards has to prove me.
He's got to take over. We're going to have a 40-point, 45-point game.
He's got to do it. I mean.
Just dropping 22, 23 and hoping Julius Randle bails you out ain't going to cut it.
It's not. Look, we can say what we want about SGA being a foul merchant. The boy puts up points.
They do.
Okay.
And his role players.
The guys step up.
Caruso, Wallace, Isaiah Joe, Lou Dort, like all of them are going to give you like 7-8 a game.
And that's the reality. And maybe part of it is just recency bias. There's just this OKC team where you know as a Mavericks fan, you had these guys. You beat them last year. You beat them three times this year three times without Luka.
Correct.
You know, so it's not, I mean, again, there's something about this OKC team where they are hateable. They are dislike a bull, but you have to respect the basketball that they play. Like, we can hate them and still respect them.
Like I said,
time.
I think they're the best defensive team. I think they swarm at half
team.
Court.
They really are. When they got a lot of athletes.
When you start making mistakes, it's GG's. They are a knockout punch team. I think they have the most 10-0 runs in NBA history in a single season, like 60 of them. they are, if you make mistakes, they're going to make you pay. But if you don't make mistakes, I think they are very beatable. We saw that in last year's playoffs. We saw that when Denver took them to seven.
You saw it last series.
Yeah.
I mean, Denver ran out of gas because they're an NBA team that goes six deep. Like, that's not feasible. You can't survive on, well, we need Jokic to give us 40. Hopefully Jamal gives us 30, and then the rest of you three that are, you know, broke down and beat up from the season, can one of you give us 20-25? Mm-hmm. You can't survive that way, at least not against good teams. You can beat the Clippers of the world doing that. Yeah. You can beat the Memphis Grizzlies of the world doing that. You can beat the Mavericks as they were constructed at the end of the year doing that. You can't beat the OKC Thunder doing that.
NBA playoffs start? What was the date?
God, I feel like it's been going on forever. About a month ago, isn't it? At least.
It's
like mid-April.
Was it?
It had to be.
I'll just look up NBA play-in game date. So the NBA play-in was April 15th.
Yeah. So what are we on? April or May 22nd? So yeah, it's been 5 weeks. The NBA playoffs have been going on for 5 weeks, and we're only on game two.
Feels like longer.
Dude, I mean, bro.
Feels like it was ages ago when the Mavs played the Grizzlies in that play-in.
I mean, think about it, man. It'll be early
when they beat
June.
The Kings. Remember when they beat the Kings 15th and then lost to the Grizzlies?
I mean,
by a lot.
I mean, think about it. In the time since, I mean, we've had nothing but Lucas Fat memes.
I will say this,
which I have enjoyed, by the way. I've
simmered down on the madness. If I am, I'm kind of just laughing with the rest of the general public. We lost Luca. It is what it is. It's a new turn.
Time, boy.
I'm just laughing at the memes now when I see the Luca.
That's all you can
fat.
Do. Did you see the one today where it was DJ Khaled and whoever that celebrity
Ashton
trainer
Hill,
is?
They said it's going to be Luca and LeBron in the offseason.
It's cold-blooded.
Like, I just laugh. I like the tweet.
No, that's hysterical. Like, and again, look, I'm rooting for hey, if Luca, I'll say this and we'll go to break. If Luca doesn't come back in shape after this year, dare I say Nico can take a victory lap.
Maybe.
If Luka doesn't, I'm telling you right now, if Luka comes back out of shape to start 2025 after the way he was ridiculed.
Doesn't matter what Flag and AD do?
It will to an extent, but you can start the conversation off. It's going to start the conversation off by saying, wait a minute.
What did he know? With the meme of him
looking
sideways.
Well, not to mention, it's like, wait a minute, you got embarrassed in front on national TV for being out of shape and you still didn't come back in shape? All right, coming up next, what NFL teams are going to take a step back? Blake and I will discuss next. Don't go anywhere. It is The Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.